Blog Talk Radio.
International singing songwriter sensation Keith Chagall coming up next on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. To She's Incredible by Keith Chagall, and he's my special guest today, and we're going to be hearing a lot of other songs from Keith Chagall, so stay tuned. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and a big, big welcome to you, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Thursday, July 11th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, so thank you so much for joining us today. We love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 714-242-5248. And you can also email us here at the studio at goodvibeproductions@gmail.com. And that 10-digit number to call in to speak to Keith or myself is 714-242-5248. Well, Keith Chagall, what can I say? How about that his heartfelt songs, versatile musicianship, and onstage charisma have earned him vast critical acclaim, national and international television appearances, and a growing live audience. His live appearances include the House of Blues and the Viper Room here in Los Angeles, and he has also appeared on CNN International, KABC-TV here in Los Angeles, and Hollywood Oi TV, which is a syndicated in 35 Latin American countries. His latest CD, She's Incredible, spotlights unique songwriting collaboration with Oscar and Tony Award-winning composer Al Kasha. So please, please give a warm, warm welcome to Keith Chagall. Hi, Keith.
Good afternoon, Lauren. So honored to be with you today. How are you?
I'm fabulous. My pleasure. I mean, She's Incredible. I'm already, my body is standing still, but my feet are still moving.
Well, that's the idea. It's so wonderful for you to play it on such a beautiful summer day. It's perfect.
Isn't it, though?
It really is. I mean, go ahead, dear.
No, I said it is the perfect. It's the perfect song to generate a mood you wish you wanted to feel or to accelerate the mood you're already feeling.
I agree, and I think it's so important to give people a sense of well-being out there. There's so much uncertainty, so much stress in the world that I really am starting to see the validity of making an album that just relaxes people and just makes them feel like they're on vacation. And even secretaries, they play it in their offices, advanced copies, and they go, man, we just feel so mellow when we're listening to this. We don't get stressed as much.
Well, I'm sure there's more productivity when you set the environment to be more productive, more at ease, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And you know, you never know what you're going to come out with when you're beginning a project. So it really wasn't until we were almost finished with the album that we were getting this kind of feedback from people that love wellness institutes and spas and the like, and saying, oh, man, we love to put this on when we're getting massages or this or that. We started thinking that there's a better way to just plug this in than just terrestrial radio, but they're reaching people like through your shows and things like that. It's just wonderful to be able to connect with people on so many levels today.
Well, it's interesting. I want to touch upon what was the initial purpose of this latest CD, She's Incredible?
Well, originally I had fallen in love and met a very beautiful lady that is still in my life, and she just inspired me to write a lot about romantic leanings. And then as I was writing it, I thought, you know, wouldn't it be great to have lyrics in this album that would inspire younger people to open up a conversation where they're actually talking to each other again and not sitting at a date or with their families and everybody's texting on their phones, you know, they're not even looking at each other anymore.
I know.
So I know.
Yeah.
And I love that stuff. I love technology, but there's no balance today. And it's almost like we are all being inundated with techno overdose. And what's happening is, as an artist, I look around people and I observe humanity. That's what we're supposed to do. And I sort of started getting the feeling that, hey, you know, they're not looking at each other. They're not listening to each other. They're texting to each other. It makes it a lot more impersonal. And so the thought was, let me find how I can get a great lyricist. Even though I write my own lyrics, usually I wanted to incorporate someone that would bring about the kind of songs that have words that make people, oh, this is romantic, this is how people used to talk, and wow, we don't want to let that die. And so that's how I got the Academy Award 2-time Oscar winner Al Kasha involved, so that he could bring a sort of flair to the music and really show men, especially in Los Angeles and California, how to treat romance and how to appreciate how incredible women are, whether they're grandmothers, whether they're little children, or whether they're beautiful women like yourself, Lauren. I think women are just absolutely amazing, and without them we would be so lost. So I thought, let's make a whole record to really celebrate women and romance, and that's how it came about.
Wow, that's great. So we have a couple of tracks from She's Incredible, and I'd love to play a little bit of each of them to give our listeners an idea of how fabulous this new album is. So let's start with Summer of Our Lives. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll play a little clip.
Sure. Summer of Our Lives is a song that originally a company in Paramount Pictures wanted to have a song by Mongo Jerry in the summertime, when the you know that one.
Mm-hmm,
and
sure.
They wanted to charge a fortune to use that song, and they saw me at an event and said, hey, that's a cool song. You want to come by the studio tomorrow and see if that would work with our movie? And I said, sure. And I thought it was going to be a 30 or 40 second slot, but after we finished the song about summertime and enjoying life together with your families, they ended up using it at the end credit and created a montage for that song. So people really are stuck in their seats after the film comes out, and you're listening to the full song, which was a real treat for me. And that's what Summer of Our Lives is. Every summer, it can be that summer of your life that you need to remember every moment and cherish every moment.
Now, this was co-written words and music by you and Al Kasha?
This particular one wasn't. I was able to muster up enough lyrical content on my own. But I hope you like it.
Wonderful. All right, let's give a little listen. Summer of Our Lives. Enjoy. Wind in my hair on a sandy beach in Hawaii.
That's it. And you know, the version you had a while back when I was creating the record and I was tweaking it, I mean, that's what you do when you're a creator. You tweak your product until it's just about ready. But back then, there were no horn sections to it. And this particular one had Lee Thornburg from the group Chicago, an incredible horn section. Everything is live. Everything is organic. Nothing is electronic on that song. So we pride ourselves on making, yeah.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Okay, now the other track we have is Only for a Day. So give us a little background on that.
Well, that one I did write with Al Kasha. Al had given me a suggestion. He says, you know, when people go away on summertime, they want to talk about places they want to be. So why don't we write like a little travel log? And so I picked some of my favorite places like Monaco and the Taj Mahal and places like that where you would go and be romantic with your loved one. And that's how it became the song that it is. Again, it's a wonderful track with the horn section from Chicago and Paul McCartney's drummer, Abe Laboriel. And enjoy.
All right. Let's give a listen to Only for a Day. So beautiful and breathtaking. That's one of those songs.
Oh, thank you. I forgot that it was about the sands of Monterey, which you've been to the Northern California coast. You know how gorgeous that can be.
Oh, that makes me cry.
I know.
It's so beautiful.
There's so much beauty on the earth. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I'm at a beautiful place overlooking Malibu or something, and the sun is just ready to set. And again, people are texting so much that they miss the sunset, and they don't realize how beautiful it could just bring you to tears. So hopefully this will make them put it aside for a little bit and turn the phone on vibrate and look at the world and be in the moment. Be in the moment, because that's the most important thing about life.
You hit it right on the nail. I often have this conversation with my mm-hmm. yoga teacher about the awareness mm-hmm. and how we've witnessed people, a group of young women especially, who are out together at lunch and they're all on their phone and not being involved in the moment of being together as young people, or even the sunset. You take it for granted because you feel, oh, today's just a day like yesterday, or tomorrow will be the same, and the sun will set. It's no big deal. It's not. And there's such magic in those precious little moments, like this moment here.
And they're different every day, right? They're different every moment.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's the whole part of being alive. I mean, you know, you and I have been around before the smartphones were really, really popular. I mean, we were here when it was pagers.
That's right.
and young people today, young people like under 25 that have grown up in this whole thing like it's normal for them, they've got to be made aware in the nicest possible way that there's more to life than just checking up on the latest Facebook posting. Because if we don't do that, I can see, as a sociologist has said to me the other day in Beverly Hills, that 10 years' time, maybe less, the young people that are going to be getting into their 30s and 40s, they're going to become a lot less, they're going to be losing a very important part of their humanity, and they fear, the sociologist, and I agree with them as an artist, that it's going to be a colder, much more apathetic world, and we don't want that. I think it's good to have a balance like the yin-yang, where you can have the best of technology, but it doesn't enslave you to miss the moments that are part of life that really make you human, because then you start losing the humanity and the moments where you can look out on a beach and you can sit and think about a concept or so. I mean, Einstein came up with this theory of relativity from a thought. And had he been inundated with so much information overload all the time, it's highly doubtful that he might have come up with that idea, which sometimes they just come so fleeting, Lauren, and if you don't catch it, they're gone.
That's true. You know, I think we're all here to learn how to be empathic and compassionate. And
right.
that is about connecting and the beautiful nuances of your lyrics and your music. The score is that it's about connecting. It's about feeling. You hear She's Incredible, Summer of Our Lives, Only for a Day, just to name a few. You feel something, and that's what you want to tap into. You don't want to be in the head and thinking. You want to lead a heart-centered life and to be able to feel that. And your music evokes that.
It's such a thrill to hear you say that, because I mean we're all working every day, we're a work in progress, but that is the key, I think, to keeping our humanity intact as we go forward in the 21st century. And it's so important for the artistic community, the film people, the writers, the novelists, to keep focusing on the part of the humanity that we should never let die down, because so much technology has erased it.
It's very true. It's very true. If I could just get a little personal for a moment,
sure.
Just to illustrate where you were and where you've come, you were involved in a drunk driving accident in 2001 and suffered a lot of pain, and you experienced an incredible comeback. How did that event change your life and have the effect on the music you create today?
I really don't like to dwell on it too much, because I think about positive things all the time. But at the time that happened, I had to go through some operations where they had to move aside my vocal cords and put a titanium plate in the area that controls my fingers, which would have meant if any problems, God forbid, it happened, I wouldn't be able to sing again or play music. And so because of a drunk driver going on the wrong side of the freeway and killing themselves, I was spared, even though I had to go through this horrendous operations. And thank God for Cedars-Sinai and Dr. Robert Bray, who invented a lot of the hardware that's in my body. So I'm kind of like the $6 million man in that sense. But,
nice. You've got new tools.
Yeah, new tools. And it doesn't ring in the airport, too, and not like the metal plates, you know. So, but the thing that it did the most for me, Lauren, is it made me realize, why am I really here still? What is the purpose of everything? And, of course, it makes you rediscover things that sometimes we all take for granted. I mean, we can all be given gifts, and after 5 or 10, 15 years, you know, they become like, okay, this is something I can do, and you don't really know how wonderful it is until it can almost be taken away from you. And so in that sense, it caused a complete new awareness of what I had in time, and how blessed I was to have a gift to write music, to think of songs, to be able to create them and record them and make lasting recordings that hopefully will last the test of time. And so it just put a whole more of a redoubling of my feelings of my art and that I didn't have before. I mean, I loved that I could play before, but you don't really realize how wonderful something is until you almost lose it.
Well,
so that's what
we get
is.
That message. We get messages periodically or constantly, and we're just, here's going back to what we're all talking about, being unaware.
Right.
And so
right.
sometimes, unfortunately, it takes a loud boom. And we don't want that to happen to anybody.
No,
but,
we don't.
But you get little messages, and that you ignore them, or you don't listen, you don't hear them, you throw them aside, and then
that's
the big
right.
boom happens, and then you
yep.
hopefully you see, like in your case, you have reappreciated what you've already had, but it's
and rediscovering it. Yeah.
Rediscover.
Absolutely. I mean, I remember coming out of anesthesia, and the first thing I did was really move my fingers a lot so I could see that they were still moving. And then, you know, it took me almost a year and a half to be able to sing again, because I was so afraid that if I sang, this plate was going to pop out of my neck. It was just, you know, it took a while for things to settle down. But once it did, it was just such a, I mean, it made me, brought me an emotional awareness of how wonderful it is to be able to hold this or to be able to sleep. And, you know, whenever people say they have a neck injury anymore, I feel for them, because they may look completely normal from the outside, but God only knows what they're feeling in their nerves in the inside. And so it gave me a better appreciation of empathy for others when they're going through stuff. And I think that's a good thing to learn as an artist, so that you can hopefully pass it on, you know, pay it forward.
Well, and you also, you're a shining example of being in a particular situation and moving beyond that, doing the work. And that's what life is about. We have to do the work, whatever it is for us, whatever it is we want, where we want to take our gifts, in whatever area that is. There's work involved. And so you did the work, and it was hard work, but it paid off. And that's
I'm honored to be on your show as well, because you're about being comfortable in your own shoes and giving people a sense of empowerment that they don't have to be like the cover girls or the muscle guys out there that are all photoshopped anyway, but you should be happy with what you have and make the most of what it is that you've been given. And people will be surprised what they can accomplish if they focus on what they have and not what they don't have.
Right, and we're all powerful. People see something outside themselves and say, oh, I want to be like that muscle guy or like that woman. Well, you don't see that you already have that power within you.
Absolutely. Everyone has a beautiful gift to make this place a better place than it was before they got here, and hopefully that they can leave it better. And that's what we're called to do. And by the way, when you're comfortable in your own shoes, I just had a question for you. My girlfriend wanted to know, are they Jimmy Choo's?
Well, a girl's got to look good when she's comfortable
Absolutely.
In her own shoes, right?
You go, girl.
Yeah, that's right. Jimmy and I work so close. We're so close. As long as I don't fall off, what is it, the 12-inch heel or something like that? I don't know. They're pretty tall.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's funny. What advice do you have for the young aspiring musician of today?
Well, you know, there's so much variety of music out there. It's so fragmented. I would say look at the people that have really succeeded by doing things that are organic. Try to keep the humanity in whatever they're doing. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters, he won a Grammy last year for an album that was made on analog tape. I mean, he didn't go into the highest tech. He just said, let's just go in a studio with a little reel-to-reel and feel this music. And people connected with that. I think they can feel when it's automated and when it's kind of like, you know, robotized or something. And my main advice to them would be feel inside yourself and try to bring something out that other people can relate to. Because I'm not sure that the machine way is always the best way. It's an easier way sometimes. I'm not sure it's the best way. Same thing with movies. When you see filmmakers today, a lot of them put a lot more emphasis today on heart stories and characters. And I think that's what you need to do if you're going to have something that's going to stand the test of time and not be a flavor of the second that, you know, oh, okay, we're on to the next little thing. And the latest fad. You don't want to be a fad. You want to be something that is really quality, because quality will really last.
That's true. And your quality, because I've had the pleasure of seeing you perform around Los Angeles at various five-star hotels and other venues like that with you and your guitar, which is just moving. And the way in which you've got a charisma that just starts the crowd going. So are you appearing somewhere that we can come and hear you live as well as...
Yeah, in the Los Angeles area. I'm going to New York to do some shows in September and late August. Just did an event at the Wynn Hotel with Dennis Miller and Joe Piscopo. Had a beautiful event over there in June. This month I will be at Lowe's on the Beach. I don't know if you've been there, but it's a beautiful property right on the water, and you know,
the Santa Monica one, right?
Here in Santa Monica. Yes, the Peninsula Hotel, of course, that where we first met, and some of the other venues, even some of the malls that are really cool. Like this Saturday, I will be at Santa Monica Place, which is that beautiful, wonderful mall on 3rd Street in Santa Monica. And they have like this amphitheater area where you're downstairs and people can see you from 3-4 levels, and they come in with their families, they're dancing, they're singing, there's tourists taking pictures. It's a scene. It's really wonderful. So I'm doing a lot of those things. And again, after the accident, you know, I got out of myself and was thinking more of the other people. So whatever you experienced about shining out, it's only because, you know, I reach out to make their lives a little better that day. And I think that that's the most important thing that we can all learn as artists, that it's not about your ego so much as it is what can I do to make it better for them. And if you do it that way, it always comes back 100 times.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen,
that,
sister.
Amen, brother. That is, you know, we always kind of move or plot our destination by the end result. Yes, you have that as a goal, as a destination, but it's the journey, and it can wiggle waggle. It could take longer than you expected, and if you can let go of how you think that end result should look, the surprises that you'll encounter are just unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Better than you can have ever imagined.
Absolutely, Lauren. And being in that moment, you don't miss it. You're aware of it so that you can feel, oh, this was a good day. I did something good. And I think that's a wonderful feeling of accomplishment because, like you said, there are a lot of wiggles and waggles in the journey, and we can never predict how it's going to end. But if you put out the right energy to the universe and you are doing it with the right intent in your heart, more times than not, it usually works out to be a blessing.
Absolutely. Well, you can hear it in the product, can't you?
Yeah.
Can't you tell? Can't you tell when you hear a song? And I first heard "She's Incredible," I said, "Oh my God, that's a fabulous song." I know. Wow. I know it. You just know that when you make a cake and you put love in the cake, people are going to taste the love on the other side.
You know, and Chopped is my favorite new program on the Food Network, so I see what they do with a little bit of ingredients, and it's such a metaphor for what you just said, because you can be a chef or you can be a mechanic to keep people's cars running good, and there's art and beauty in every walk of life. You know, you're the first one to ever play this album anywhere in the world, and now it's going to go out this month to the rest of the world through the internet at www.keithchagall.com. People can stream it. They can look at some of the events. We just did a wonderful event for Placido Domingo, and we're sending prayers out to him that he's feeling better in Spain. But you never know who you're going to run into, these beautiful, great tenors or the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, whatever. But, you know, they're all beautiful people that they all want to feel good, too, just like everybody else. And so while I've been getting this record ready for 3 years and I've been seeing all the things that you and I were talking about with respect to technological overdosing and losing a little humanity, I'm going to let you be the very first person on the planet to premiere the next album that will be coming out later this year, that is really about the last great immigrant wave in America, which I think are the Latinos, and the ones that come here with the energy and the passion that could really add something to our country the way the Italians did in their time, the way the Irish did in the early 20th century. And it's an album that's going to be called Sail on Betsy Ross. And Betsy Ross was another incredible woman, as you know, who was 22 years old when she made the flag for General Washington during the Revolution. And she could have been killed had they found that on her at the time when she was doing it, and she just believed so much in this country. You know, and so the whole album is going to have metaphors in nautical terms like ships and sails and off course, wrong course, right course, setting sails. And I think you're gonna find it very interesting. It's just going to speak to all of us without admonishing us. And starting with the Kennedy assassination till now, I had a meeting with Al Kashid last week where I played him some of the new songs, and he believes that this could very well become a Broadway show as well, about a Latin American family that moves here to America in the early 60s and how their lives have just changed with our country to present day. So I think it takes off where She's Incredible was, and just moves forward so that we can put out a good message of hope to America and get the ship, you know, back on course.
Well, America really is all about the immigrant.
It really is.
Anyway,
and
you know, so.
And it's so interesting that they're talking about the immigration reform and all that, but, you know, some other cultures that have come here in the past that live here and are doing great, you know, they have little tiny communities within our community. But I'm talking about assimilating to become the best Americans we can be going forward, and I think people will be surprised if the Latinos can come here. I come from South America, so I came here when I was 4. And I'm seeing now this huge Latin American wave. It's changing demographics. It's changing the elections. And, you know, if they can be given the right messages on here's how we can all make it a little bit better, I think we'll have a much brighter country in the years to come and not feel like it's all behind us, you know?
Right. Well, the one way you can affect change is through music. So it's infectious, and it tells a story, and it has a message, and it gathers people to celebrate, to even it touches all types of emotions. And your new CD, She's Incredible, will do just that. I can't believe we're out of time. So I want to once again thank you, Keith Chagall. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you and all your wonderful listeners, too. You're an inspiration and a blessing to us. We love you and all of Lauren Leibovitz listeners. Hail on, guys. We're gonna do some good things out there, so keep a lookout for us at keithchagall.com.
And they can also reach you at 310-991-5713 if they want to bring a little of your...
Or Facebook.
Okay, if they want to bring a little bit of your music into their own homes for a
sense. If they go to the website, they can actually stream the music for free. And when it comes out on sale in the next month at iTunes, they'll be able to get it at a very, very reasonable price. It'll be tremendous value for their dollar, I promise.
I'm sure it will be. All the best of luck to you, and I'm looking forward to our next chat with your new album and some other exciting news that you have with regard to your music making. So, Keith.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so very much. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Once again, big thanks to Keith Chagall, and you can reach Keith at Keith Chagall, chagall.com for everything, Keith, and to hear his latest CD, She's Incredible. So a big thanks to Keith for joining me today on the show. And please join me next time for another wild and fascinating journey in someone else's shoes when my guest will be actress Betsy Sanders. This is Lauren Leibovitz, and thank you so much for joining us today and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I hope you find comfort in your own shoes. And you know what? We're going to leave you once again with Keith Chagall and She's Incredible.
I love you. Hey, Lauren.
We're still recording, so we'll talk on another line.
Okay. You want me to call you at another number?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, 310. Well, I'll call you.
Call me. All right. Bye.
Okay.